Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Hey, Haley, welcome to the show.
Hi, Abigail. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, girl, I've had one heck of a day and I've been looking forward to this interview all day long because you're one of my favorite people on the internet. Whether you guys realize it or not, Haley is like my go-to texting buddy about all things business and what do I do about this and what about this? I don't know.
And I go to Abigail. I'm like, okay, Abigail, I'm eating too much fried rice. What do I do?
You know, you got to have a buddy for everything, right? Well, I'm excited for you to talk more about creating a simple automated business. Y'all know that if I could have anything for y'all, it would be that. I want you creating consistent income in your own business. Mm-hmm. And I know Haley has her own spin on how to make that happen. And so I'm excited to be covering that today. So for those of you who have yet to meet Haley, which I don't know who you are, but if you haven't, Haley, would you like to give us a little brief introduction?
Yes. Okay. So I'm so glad to be meeting you. If we are meeting for the first time, I am Haley. I help entrepreneurs that just feel like they're stuck on this hamster wheel of like constant business anxiety. Well, you don't actually have to raise your hand if you're driving, but if you are doing something like, do you feel like you have anxiety every day around growing your business or money or feeling like you're chained to your laptop? I have surveyed so many entrepreneurs and the number one thing they have every day around their business is anxiety. So it is my mission to eliminate anxiety, get entrepreneurs out of survival mode by helping them create a simple automated business that creates consistent income in their business and life.
Girl, speaking to my heart right now. I love it. So tell me, like, what's the first step? Like, if you were to start at ground zero and say, you know, this is what I want. I think people struggle with where to start. I mean, should I start with automation? And if I do that, how? And should I start with trying to make more money or trying to make more consistent money? Like, what is the first step for that? Where would you lean towards?
Well, I just want to say the first step is signing up for the class Abigail, Emily, and I are putting on. That's the first thing. And we have the class going live, but also if you're listening to this later on, we're going to have the replay as a link. So what's that link, Abigail?
Yeah, you can go to bossproject.com/grow, and we're going to give you the total hookup.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's the link. And we're going over, I'm going to cover a little bit today of what we're going over in the training. I can't cover everything because we only have so much time. Unfortunately, I wish we could just sit down at coffee and chat about everything. But if you're like, Haley, I want to know the entire system that you, Abigail, and Emily are teaching, that's where we have that if you just want to go sign up. But keep listening to this episode too. But that's step one, go sign up. Step two, press play again. And we're going to go through the scalability factors. So if right now you do have that anxiety, I always say that anxiety comes from this busy badge that a lot of us entrepreneurs have on us. So And I hear it all the time. It's like this busy badge becomes a badge of honor. It's like we stamp this proudly on our chest and we're like, I'm too busy to go here. Or, man, I'm so busy. Because we view busyness as being successful. And we're told this because we're told a 40-hour work week equals success. And the more busy we are, we're more deemed to have more money or our business is going great because that's what we associate busyness with. So if we're constantly working on things all the time, then we're constantly busy and then we're proud of being busy. And then it's like this whole cycle of it's a hot mess express, right? Yeah. So then you get caught up in how do I prioritize what's actually making me money? And so that's why the first step of the scalability factor is let's prioritize your profit. Now, most people think that this is just like an accounting thing where you're like, okay, yeah, we have to prioritize making more money than we spend. I'm actually not talking about that because I think some businesses, it's okay to spend money. It's okay to not have a good profit margin at first. Like, and I know we both learned from the same person. This was, oh my gosh, this was the biggest breakthrough in my business because I said, okay, I'm making $36,000 a month, but I'm spending $18,000 to $20,000. Like, oh my gosh, I should be only spending $5,000 a month and making $36,000. And what she says is it's not about the amount of money you spend every month. It's about the more money you're spending is like putting more gas in the car. It's like how fast can you go depends on how much money you're spending. So if you're in a heavy spending month, that means that you're just prepping to scale your business more. And if you're wanting to plateau or slow down the growth, then you spend less money. So it's kind of like a lever. Anyways, that's the way I view that.
Well, I think that's so interesting because I think so many of us focus too much on trying to cut expenses. And I realize
I agree.
At some point that's required. And we recently recorded an episode, if you guys haven't listened to it, basically about diminishing returns. And like, as you grow, generally speaking, you will continue to have to spend more. But if you pump one more dollar in, that doesn't necessarily mean your ROI will stay consistent as you continue to scale. And so instead of focusing so much on the dollars and cents, which I still think are important, I know you are prioritizing tasks and making sure your people are bringing in an ROI. And like, how are you making that happen?
Yeah, I prioritize making money over cutting back expenses. And so, and I've been that place where I've had to cut back expenses. I have had to fire people. I've had to let people go. I mean, like, okay, I'm paying you way too much money a month and you're not even making me anything. So sometimes that is required, but prioritizing profit simply means how are we making money? Like whenever we're spending our day-to-day, like if you think about you're waking up at 8 a.m., right? You drank your smoothie, you're sitting in your cute hoodie in your office chair. What are you doing after your butt goes in that office chair? How long are you there for? And what are you working on? A lot of us play in defense mode, which means we're cutting expenses, which means we're preparing for bad things to happen in our business, right? Like we're trying to do all of the marketing platforms because we're trying to see what works, right? That's like playing defense. I want us to play offense. I want us to think about how can we make more money? And that's like attracting things to us rather than trying to get things away from us. Because if we're constantly trying to say, ooh, we need to save money, save money, save money, let's figure out how we can make money, make money, make money, right? Yeah. So that's what I mean by prioritizing profit. And I wish you guys could see this because in my video background, I have these brightly colored pink post-it notes. If you guys are post-it note fans, then we are just going to become best friends. I call this the post-it profit system. And we use the scalability model to put post-it notes up in the right place. So what this does is it shows you what your business looks like in post-it note form. And we look at all of the projects and we actually categorize each of the post-it notes. And each of the post-it notes, so like we have a it's like a pyramid kind of, except it's not a pyramid shape, but like the bottom tier leads up to the very top tier and the top tier is your income sources. So you see how many things you're actually doing, all these post notes that lead up to you making money and you realize, oh my goodness, like half of these things aren't even making me money if I was to really be honest with myself. And the most common thing I see is blogging. I'm not saying this is for everyone. This is just the most common thing I see when people go through my membership and watch the free training that Abigail, Emily, and I put on, is they're like, oh my gosh, I'm spending all this time trying to create consistent content because I've been told to, and I'm checking off this box and I don't even want to. I'm just doing it because I feel like I have to. And so now I'm not making any money, but I'm spending 10 or 15 hours a week putting out all this content, and we take off that post-it note. And I'm telling you, we did this live at a retreat one time and someone just broke down crying in their chair.
Well, I did this exact activity for our business, even though like I know we're running a bigger business than a lot of you, not to like say there's anything wrong with where you're at, but I was floored. First of all, I ran out of post-it notes. Like there was literally not enough post-it notes.
Oh my gosh.
It was a little bit embarrassing in all actuality. Like if I started looking at like how much time we were spending on all of these things, ever since I did this activity, I have been like, how's this bringing us in money? Every time. Number one question I ask. And if it's not, then I'm like, why are we doing it? What purpose is it serving? And it's really gotten even our team to cut things that sound fun sometimes, but aren't helpful. Because ultimately, I want to not work quite so hard and I want to continue making as much money as I can. And I know most of you want the same thing.
And it's so natural. That's why this exercise is so awesome, is because natural entrepreneurs, and there are people that are just born to be entrepreneurs, like you, me, and you listening to this episode, right? We are born with this shiny object syndrome and we always want more, right? And we are super creative people. And so it's like it's an instinct to add more post-it notes to our plate. But what's so great is once you go through the system, you use it as a filter. So if you're listening to a podcast episode and they talk about Pinterest isn't one of your post-it notes. You can say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to the rest of this podcast episode because it doesn't benefit any of my post-it notes. And I know I'm going to get really distracted and I don't need to do that right now. So it helps as a filter, which is really powerful.
Yeah, I straight up stopped listening to business podcasts because of this very thing. I started listening to podcasts about entirely different subjects because I was finding that I'm an ideal girl. Like, even though I'm not the visionary in our business, I'm definitely the integrator. I'm the like how we get shit done person. I still love to be inspired. And I find that sometimes it's so distracting. Like I already have the plan. I just need to implement the plan. And if you're one of those people, then maybe you need to find a different subject for your podcast listening.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for me, I switched to leadership and mindset.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't listen to a lot of tactical podcasts. And you know what? So I haven't even announced this publicly. So here you go, guys. We're changing our podcast. We're actually shutting down our current podcast. It's called the CEO Vibes Podcast. We're not doing it because I realized even my podcast was shiny object syndrome central. It's like I am distracting my audience. The very thing that I'm preaching to them, I'm putting out a podcast that has all these different marketing tactics on it. And not that that's bad. Podcasts that do that, oh my gosh, they are so helpful. There are so many podcasts that put tactical advice out there and it's so freaking helpful. But I know for me, it wasn't the best podcast for me. So what I'm doing is I'm starting a new podcast that's launching in August called The Scalability Show. And it's not going to be about all these different marketing tactics. We're doing something that's super unique that I'm not going to talk about yet. But it's super unique and it's not going to be distracting. It's actually going to enhance every entrepreneur's journey. And through their marketing and selling, we're going to take really popular podcasts and turn it on its head and talk about different ways. So like instead of having a weekly blog, you could replace it with this in your business. So it'll be like how to replace popular marketing things with things that are more simple and automated. And it's going to be really fun.
Well, I'm excited to hear more about it. So after we've started prioritizing the profit and gone through and created the post-it note system, which I know y'all need to do, and until you've heard Haley's way of doing it, you haven't fully done this exercise yet.
Thank you for saying that. I completely agree with you. There are people that are like, I can put post-it notes on a wall. I was like, no, you can't because you're not putting the post-it notes. You have to fill it in a certain way with the scalability model, guys. I'm serious. It's like a color-coded chart and it tells you exactly where to place the post-it notes. And we have like an entire system guys, sign up for the class too. Bossproject.com/grow. It is really cool. You're going to love it. Okay, so now we're moving to the second thing. Now that we have got the filter and we've made the really, really tough decisions with your post-it notes, we move to the second part of the scalability factor, which is automating your profit. And a lot of people, when I say automate, the very first thing they think of is stop trying to turn me into a freaking robot, Haley. And I hear you loud and clear, but I want you to know I'm not trying to turn you into a robot. What I'm trying to do is I want you to get robots to help you do the things that you don't want to do. Because I'm not trying to force you to automate human interaction. That's not my jam. Mm-hmm. That's not your jam, right? Like, you love what you do.
Well, it's also not effective. Like, you automating that part of your business is going to ultimately hurt you. I think the further I've gotten away from like actually knowing our students and actually having conversations with them and actually interacting with them, the harder it's gotten to sell anything. So you just can't replace that.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, you're so right. You can't replace that. And I know a lot of you, like Abigail and I, don't want to replace that. And like, you don't want to replace that. That's what you enjoy most, right? Like, you love talking to people and you love creating things for your people. Mm-hmm. What you don't love to do is all the things that lead up to your sales, all of the marketing, all these different things like on the back end, like if you're sending custom proposals and invoices and HelloSign contracts, right? Like all these things, you do not like doing that. And so that's what I want to say. You are probably spending way more time than you think. And so we're going to take all your post-it notes and we are going to put it through the SOA method. So the SOA method, it takes everything that's making you money. And by this time, we've eliminated everything that's not making you money or that it's emotionally draining you. And then we ask ourselves these questions. How can we create systems around this? How can we outsource this? And how can we automate this? And so we have a very specific method that we go through and specific questions that we ask. But for creating systems, this is simply, for instance, this is an example. So Shayna Longstreet, I think she's in this community too. Shayna Longstreet. So she's such an amazing human being. I hope she's listening to this. Shayna, you're awesome. So Shayna, she's an amazing Squarespace web designer, okay? It took her over 3 months to do a project. 3 months, guys. And with the SOA method, it took her from 3 months to 1 week. So now she was able to have a unique positioning for her service as I'm going to get you a Squarespace web design done in 7 business days, or maybe even just 7 days total, right? Like, get it done. And she was able to book 4 times the amount of clients. So if she charged, let's just do the math here, right? $3,000. Let's say she booked, it took her 3 months per client. She got one new client a month at $3,000. And that's kind of stacked up, right? If it takes you 3 months per client, now you're juggling multiple clients, but you're only adding one more. If it takes you 7 days now to complete one client and you booked 4 clients a month, that's now $12,000 and there's no overlap. The new month, you start fresh. You're not juggling multiple clients now. You're only juggling one client per week and you're done. So then you 4x your income and you're probably working less than you were because a lot of the stuff is automated and streamlined. The entire management system is.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
That is what I want you to automate. Not the human interaction, not the creativity, but the marketing and the sales and the back-end blah stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know that that was the stuff that later I realized a little too late. And honestly, was probably the reason I left services. Like, if you've listened to much of our story, yeah. Emily and I started as branding and marketing experts. She did photography. We did custom websites. I literally think we quit, not because we didn't like being creative, but because all the other stuff took away from our creativity. And we spent so much time creating custom proposals, having meetings, and da 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 da, that I didn't even want to work anymore because I was so exhausted from all the small stuff, which now you guys have amazing programs that can do this stuff for you, which they didn't exist.
Yeah, there's so many amazing solutions now that we can use to automate all that stuff so you don't have to feel that. Ugh, that's just an icky feeling. We don't want that. So the second thing is we're going to outsource. Mm-hmm. And I know your immediate thought, I should probably stop speaking for you. I know, but you're not here to speak with me, so I'm just going to speak for you. Your immediate thought is probably you are telling me to hire someone. And although I think hiring someone can be great depending on where you're at in your business, outsourcing doesn't always mean hiring someone. It could simply mean paying for a $10 a month tool that helps you with something. Outsourcing is the simple of if you pay $10, you're going to get $100 back. And this is the process to make sure that you get $100 back. Every single thing in your business should have ROI. You know, like Abigail and I both invested in something that was $18,000. We made way more than $18,000 back, you know? It doesn't even matter the price tag. If you invest in one of Abigail's programs and Emily's programs, you know you're going to make money back, right? You have a calculated thing. How many clients do you need to get in order to make that back? And I have people do the math with my membership site too. I say, listen, if you want to pay $67, how many clients do you need to get that back? Usually it's just one. And so how can you use the programs that you buy in order to get that back? So that's the process of outsourcing. In this specific way, we're talking about outsourcing with a tool or with a VA, cheap VA, or even a team. I mean, we have people that go through this exercise and, well, this entire membership site that make over $500,000. They're anywhere from $100,000 a year to $700,000 a year. And then we have people that are making $500 a year. Like, we have like a really big range because it's more of the type of business you have more than the experience you have in business. This exercise is for everyone. I use this every 3 months and I'm making over $500,000 a year. So I still use this in my business. It's not about that. that we have people that use this for their teams, because then you can assign team members to post-it notes and have KPIs. But it's like this whole system. So whatever outsourcing looks like to you, that's what I want you to think about. This is where we look at each post-it note and we're saying, how can we spend money in order to get time back and in order to get more money back too? And this is not necessary step two. There are some people that say, Haley, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Then I say, okay, cool, skip it. Just make more money then. That's where we're gonna stop playing defense, stop focusing on what you don't have, and start focusing on how you can create what you want, right? So that's the mindset switch that we're gonna do if you feel uncomfortable. It's not necessary, but it is helpful. And you know, money is that lever that Abigail and I were talking about. The more money you spend, the quicker your business is going to grow if you do it strategically, obviously.
You can definitely fuck that up.
You can definitely mess that up for sure.
And we've both done it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have done that. I mean, and that's just part of being a business owner, right? Like you just spend money.
Yeah. You got to learn.
Yeah. You got to learn. I mean, I've spent, goodness. Oh my gosh. I've made so many mistakes with spending money. So many mistakes.
But it's okay. You bounce back and you move on. And I think that's the cool part about this. I'm a firm believer the only way to fail is to stop. There's not really a in-between for me. Like, okay, say you lost money 1 month. I don't know many businesses where losing money 1 month would make you lose your business.
Right.
Unless you're doing something entirely wrong. Like, I'm not suggesting that everyone go get a loan or go get a line of credit. But like, maybe you need to bounce back and whatever, but you're not going to close your doors because of it.
Can we just talk about this more? Because the event we were at last time in California together, we were in this hotel room and I was talking about my Facebook ads because I was matching my CPA. So I was basically breaking even on my first month and then profiting the second month. And I was scared to lose money the first month and then finally make a profit 3 to 4 months after because my product's cheap. It's $67, right? Like the initial fee. So for Facebook ads, it's like whatever. Then someone said, one of my friends, she was like, can we just talk about this for a second? And she goes, I think it's because you're a woman and I'm a feminist, but I'm like, okay, let's not with the feminist rant, you know, whatever. And she goes, no, I'm serious. Let's talk about this because men have no problem spending money and no problem losing money because they're so confident in themselves. And right now, your lack of confidence is pissing me off. I was like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's have this discussion. Yeah. It was such a good discussion. And she was talking about how men approach Facebook ads. And I know some of you might not even be running Facebook ads. Apply this to running a business.
Yeah,
spending money in your business, period.
It can apply to literally anything. Yeah. I saw this conversation literally today where someone was talking about using debt to finance future success and how with the world that we're in right now, there's just been this constant run a debt-free business, run a debt-free home, pay off your house, pay off your loans, blah, blah, blah. Well, in her specific situation, she's utilizing home equity loans to finance properties to have rental houses. And people can be scared with that because they're like, oh my God, I might be footing the bill on a $200,000 house and now I have five houses and I don't technically have that money. And it's like, but is this all a calculated risk?
Mm-hmm.
My husband forgot how to spell entrepreneur. So he Googled it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And he saw the definition and he sent me the definition because he thought I needed to see it. But basically it's your willingness to take risk. And I'm going to pull up the exact quote because it was so good. I was like, oh, I haven't thought about it quite like that, but I appreciate where this is going, where it's a combination of hope. It's a combination of shooting for profit and a combination of risk. I got to get the exact quote for you. A person who organizes and operates a business taking on greater than normal financial risks in order to do so. But his specific example was like, taking a financial risk with the hope of profit.
I love that. And being confident that you will get that back. And I love that you said calculated risk because, you know, if that person, let's say, took out, let's do real estate, for example, they took out that loan, but they had no idea how they were going to get that money back. It's not like you're just taking out a loan and then just kind of crossing your fingers and sitting on your ass, right? Like we're not doing that. We're being calculated and we're super confident. So like for instance, if someone pays for $1,000 product, right? how do you know how you're going to get that $1,000 back? Like when I invested in, and even team members, like I have a very calculated, this is how much money you will make me every single month, or this is how much time you will save me. And through that time, this is what I plan on doing to make that money back. Like I hate good, better, best goals. Cannot stand them. I always say they're BS. I say that everyone needs to do projection planning. It helps you be less emotionally attached to your goal. And I always have my projection planning up on my whiteboard. I'm looking at it right now. I'm planning on 5Xing our MRR, which stands for monthly recurring revenue, in 12 months. That is freaking insane. Like, I don't even know why I set some of the goals I do. I swear, I just pull them out of my butt. But that's what we do. And I'm looking at that and like, I don't care what I invest because it's getting me closer to that MRR. And then once I get to that MRR, now I'm focused on the next thing, right? We're always maintaining at least between a 20 to 60% profit margin at all times. But if we're at a 20% profit margin 1 month instead of a 60, I don't care. It doesn't matter because it's a fun game. It's like you have to start approaching entrepreneurship and your business as a game instead of a survival tactic.
Yeah.
Like, and so many entrepreneurs do that. And like, dude, stop. This is supposed to be fun.
I had someone ask like what drove me in my business. And at some point I was like, you know, my business at this point, quite literally, I could never earn another dollar, or at least like never above what I'm currently making. Like if I just maintained this forever, I would be fine financially. Our home, we could pay off. We'd be totally fine. But what drives me to grow, or like what drives me to scale? It is the game. I want to win the game. And the game isn't about beating anyone else. It's about beating myself.
Yep.
I'm the most competitive with myself. And mostly because in a lot of aspects of life, my personal best is not better than other people's. And that's fine with me. Like, I suck at sports.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm slow at running. And like, who gives a shit? But if I'm better than I was the day before, then I'm fucking proud.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so you're automating, you're outsourcing.
Yeah.
We're kind of letting go of this guilt around spending money to grow. What else do we need to be doing to reach this next level of success?
Yeah, the next level is batching profit. And that's the third part. And this is where whenever you sit your cute booty in your office chair, you will have a step-by-step color-coded calendar that's going to show you exactly how you hit your projection plans. So like that 5X revenue, you better believe our ClickUp calendar is a complete color-coded system. Me and my team have laid out exactly what task to do for the next 12 months. Yes, I know. Actually, it's really 6 months. After the last 6 months, it's like very flexible. But like our first 6 months, we have big goals. Every single task is completely tasked out. Every day is planned. And my business manager does that. It's a big project. But once it's done, I'm telling you, to get to that, most people are just going to work like under 7 hours a day on my team. And I'm going to work 3 to 4 hours a day more than likely, unless I just want to work more because I'm just like, it's fun, right? But that's how that works. And if you do it this way, if you batch profitable tasks, which means we've already eliminated through the post-it profit system things you should not be doing. So if now we're only batching things that you should be doing and are immediately making you profit, that is the key to success. And there's a specific way to do that. We use a scalability system, either in Asana, ClickUp. I know a lot of you use Trello, which is another amazing system. I teach the scalability system and project management. A lot of people view it and then take it over to Trello or money.com or whatever you're using. But yeah, as long as you're batching profit using the scalability system, that's the key here. So that's the last step of the scalability factor. And guys, the scalability factor will change your entire life. Yes, that sounds dramatic. I'm not kidding though. Last year, I quit my job, my 9-to-5 job, last May 2018 with $12 in my business bank account. $12. I was like, shit, how am I going to do this? And we went from $12 to $36,000 months in 6 months. No, I did not have an email list. No, I did not have a massive audience. I was very, very strategic using the scalability factor. I piggybacked off of other people. We were super creative and thought outside the box, and we scaled fast. And now we're making in the mid 60,000s a month in 1 year, 12 months rounding out my 1 year anniversary from quitting my job. And then in that time, yes, I quit my job, but also I retired my husband from his football coaching career, which we thought would take like 3 to 5 years. And it happened in 12 months. And now he's a salary employee. And we have two other salary employees on our team. Like, it is amazing what can happen if you want to take your business seriously and use the scalability factor. Now, that was my vision. You might not want 60,000 plus months. Like, that's totally fine. You might just want 10,000 months. You might just want 5,000 months. You might want $1 million business, or like me, like a 12 million, 15 million, right? Like, you're like super crazy. Whatever your goals are, use the scalability factor so you don't rip out your hair in the process. Because once you get to your goal, I want you to still have hair.
For real. I want you to have hair too. So I just think that this system, it's just so applicable to so many stages, because in contrast to a lot of business building programs that you see out on the market, most of them apply to a certain stage of business. But this is a mindset and an organization, I believe, and like how you run and operate your business that really applies to pretty much any stage. The sooner you start it, the faster you're going to get to your goal, in my opinion. Exactly. It's like pouring gasoline on fire. You're just going to keep going and growing. And that's so awesome. Hence why you should go to bossproject.com/grow, because I want you to grow.
Yes.
We want you to watch this training. We want you to take this further. We want you inside the scalability lounge, because this is your opportunity to simplify. We've tried to tell you a million times you don't need to work quite as hard as you're working, and you haven't listened to us, but it's time that you do. And so, Haley, why should they come watch our training? Just so we can nail this puppy home.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs, like, and we get told this, you need to work less to make more, like right? You hear all these things, but a lot of you have never seen what that looks like before. And it's confusing and it's different. And you're having to reprogram your entire brain around how to run your business in a way that does not chain you to your laptop. And you need a how. You need a step-by-step how. How does this work in a way that doesn't put you in a box, in a way that is not a one-size-fits-all strategy? That is what the scalability factor is. And that's what we're going over in this free training that Abigail, Emily, and I are putting on, over how to create consistent income without adding more to your schedule. The only way to do that is the scalability factor. It's seriously like the number one business solution out there. It's so unique. I know I created it, so I know I'm saying all this stuff, but we have so many results to back it up. And I'm so glad that Emily and Abigail have gone through this too and can attest to it. It's so awesome. Guys, please sign up for the training. It's going to be one of the best things that you've ever done in your entire life, besides marry your spouse or have your kid.
Guys, just do it. If you resonated or you're interested in any of the exercises we talked about today, we're going way more in depth in the workshop, and especially inside the lounge. You're going to have access to all the instructions on how to do the post-it note thing, how to simplify using the SOA method.
Yeah.
You're going to get access to all of that and how you're going to create that color-coded calendar so you can just run. I know you guys want it. I know you guys are ready. So just go to bossproject.com/grow and we'll see you inside. Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.